days, we'll go ahead and get the, All right, good morning. My name is Aubrey Lane, and I'm the Secretary of Transportation here. This will begin the formal workshop session where we take action with the Commonwealth Transportation Board. Our first order of business is public comment. We have several speakers. I would ask that you stay around 3 minutes, which is the policy of the board. And as we do, we always have our legislators are invited to come first. So we have Delegate Bill DeStepp, Virginia Beach. Delegate, thank you with us this morning.
Secretary Lane, Secretary Mitchell, Commissioners. I'm here to talk about the rail grant program today, primarily focused on RAP seaway development. And we've had this discussion a couple of times, Secretary Mitchell and Secretary Lane. I really hope that when you look at this, from a holistic standpoint, of jobs created, taking rail from zero at a specific location to over 100 a year, and really reassess the entire program. So that's kind of what I would hope is, again, take a holistic approach at economic development, job creation, and really what the overall impact of it is based on specific instances. So that's all I request. I'm not going to waste 3 minutes of your time. I'll give you about 30 seconds. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your time today. Next, I have Doug Graham.
Thank you. My name is Doug Graham. I'm the Vice President of Facility Manager for Lane Enterprises, and we unfortunately got our name one by on the screen yesterday as a grant that we just came due. We just came from a 5-year reporting period. And there was a lot of questions. I think it's a great program. Obviously, it's great employment in your area, but it also has some difficulties, and I hope that we're able to work through a way to tweak the program. We made the repayment process. The individuals that you spoke of that may have left the area, I would probably demand a quick payback for them. But those of us who have stayed and continue to use the rail, I hope that you would work with us in some sort of repayment process. It's not our intention to try and get out of this. We don't want to hear Mr. Fredo, we were going to call the desk that yesterday that, you know, a contract is a contract, but a contract has terms. We have two amendments to it already through the years. Pretty brief. Maybe work with us if you make your payment process as painful as possible.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Pratt. Next, I have Ty Lawson. Mr. Lawson, welcome.
Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'm Ty Lawson. I'm here on behalf of Carmen's line of staff. We have filed a request for exception with regard to a grant that we have for our Middletown site to reflect an accurate number of rail cars. So you all know this in the application, it's a total investment of $10 million with about $2.1 million in rail. We did install it. We do certainly have the best of intentions, and we're committed to moving truck trips and putting them on the rail cars. We get about 1,950, close to 2,000, but not the 2,600 that we had in our application. We were here yesterday, learned quite a bit more about the process and the scoring, a lot of good comments, and if it is your desire, we would applaud an effort to revisit that and to look into this process. We're certainly more than the 500. And we're committed to go even higher. We just don't want to be penalized because we made an estimation that based on economy that just quite hasn't panned out yet. We're all optimists. We're looking forward to an increased economy and more business, but unfortunately we haven't seen it. A couple of quick questions. I heard yesterday that perhaps we had diverted trips to trucks from rail. Had not done that. Unfortunately, we just had less production because we've had less demand. But there was a question about whether the products are even capable of being shipped by a truck. In fact, that's the way our industry has historically and does do it. What we've done is committed frankly, through some incentives in this program to go back and to do something that is quite different than what our industry has typically done. And actually, as Kevin Davis just pointed out, we're and through their help, we're shipping to markets now that we never could have reached before. So we're bringing business to Virginia that wasn't here before, and it's allowed us to expand. And then there was a question about whether there was some competition when we were in front of Frederick County. We were in for that fiscal year. With regard to the point system, we've learned a lot since we've gotten into this process. Would suggest that if the goal is to increase rail trips, perhaps there ought to be more incentives. If you do more than 500, 1,000, 1,500, or 2,000 and the like. And we'd be happy to help with that process and share our experience. The timing of this is critical and very interesting. I'm sure you all know we're actually a participant in another grant project at our Clearbrook facility. That one's much, much larger. And you all need to know, we went into that program and development as a result of this grant. The business was a little shaky, but the company decided to go forward, and a very large factor was this grant. That's about an $8+ million just in a track line, and close to an $80 million investment. We're going forward to that. We're committed, and I can't do that math real quick in my head, but that's a whole lot of truckloads. Also, there have been some questions about how we can
support you to wrap up
very quickly, and I appreciate your involvement. With the short line, one of the really neat things about the Clearbrook project is that expansion is not only for the new line, which is CSX, but also for the W&W. With increased production going out, we need more coal and fuel and other things, and that's coming in through the short line. Very much appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Natalie Slade.
Good morning,
Ms. Slade.
Good morning. My name is Natalie Slate, and I'm the Director of Economic Development for Greensville County in the Hampton Roads District, rural Virginia. I actually have two clients on the list of the 11. I wanted to just give you a brief summary of my experience with the grant. I hope that you all will look at the economic impact of the grant and not just the rail car use. Of the three clients that I've had that have used the grant, one was textbook success. It was they measured investment, they measured jobs, they used the rail 15 years. The second, which is on the list, operated for about a year and a half and closed. So there's no economic impact for the community or the Commonwealth, and I believe they should have to pay funds back. The third is same time frame. They were very successful for 2 years, made their investment, made their job, completed all the requirements for the government's opportunity funds, but then the housing market crashed and they are indebted. So still working, they are still building, their business is growing again. Unfortunately, they have not been able to use the rail as they're supposed to. They have, on the side, been using the rail for other businesses to be able to bring in product. So the rail is still being used, but not specifically for their business. This is why I hope when you look at the program and revamp it that you will consider the economic development side and the benefits of the community, and that you will also look at the businesses on your list on a case-by-case scenario. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Slater. Steve Jones. Mr. Jones.
I'm here for myself. I'm on Rasty Lane in development. I'm a long-term Virginian. I've been here my whole life. Just me. This is my money. I put the money up. I'd like to introduce you to my research staff. Here I am. I did the best I could in estimating what was going to happen in the future. I started this process to do this manufacturing plant in 2000. It took me 5 years or better to locate a spot, particularly because I wanted rail. It was easier to find a spot without rail, but I wanted rail, so I did that. Working with Kevin Page at the rail thing, we discussed what was needed, put the report together. At that time, I was informed that I said, well, what's the risk? I don't have to use rail. I can get everything I need by truck if I need. I don't have to go to the cost of putting rail. I don't have to go to the cost of finding a facility that will support rail.
what's the deal on it?
I said, well, you know, go ahead and put down a car count. You need to get at least 50 points on the thing. So I knew what my investment was going to be, good idea how many jobs I was going to generate, did all that. I said, well, what do we do for car count? I had absolutely no idea what car count was going to generate. I said, well, you know, put down 300, 301, that'll give you.